good afternoon, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sherita Berry of Holistic Talk. And what I want to say good afternoon to all my podcast listeners out there on today. Remember, this podcast and all our podcasts is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. That's right. So today I'm going to talk briefly about integrative collaboration. Integrative collaboration when it comes to aromatherapists. So those of y'all that are getting into aromatherapy or want to know about aromatherapy, or if you are new as aromatherapist, check this out. The aromatherapist should consider themselves part of an integrative health support team and should be able to work easily and willingly with any other medical or CAM, what is CAM? Complementary Alternative Medicine Provider. The American Holistic Nursing Association endorses the use of aromatherapy. Once again, the American American Holistic Nursing Association, I'm saying it wrong, endorses the use of aromatherapy. Many mainstream healthcare providers are now recognizing the benefit of aromatherapy, and many are even using essential oils in their practice. You may have heard me say this once upon a time, way back in another podcast, where I stated that a lot of doctors, healthcare providers, and nurses are getting educated on the use of essential oils and herbs. And some of them have their own private practice. Remember, their own private practice are using essential oils and herbs in their practice. You'll be amazed what you'll find out. So, once again, the American Holistic Nursing Association induces the use of aromatherapy. That is so fascinating. So, those of you all that are holistic therapists, CAM therapists, or practitioners, let's put it like that, practitioners, those y'all that are aromatherapists might consider some collaboration with those in the medical field. You know, get some, you know, how you exchange information. It's called network. That's right. It's called network. So, it's called network. That's all it is. Networking with your local doc, even network with your own doctor. You'd be surprised what your doctor know. How do you know, Sherita? One day I went to just a basic checkup. You know, women go for their 6-month checkup or your yearly checkup. So I went for a checkup and I told my doctor, I said, I noticed some wheezing because 2 years prior, I had double pneumonia. I had double pneumonia a long time ago. And then that year, I know some of y'all may have remember that year when the flu was really, really, really bad here in the United States. And a lot of people was catching the flu, ending up in a hospital. Well, yeah, that was me. So I think it was in like 2017, when the flu that year, that winter was really, really terrible. And I caught the flu and I was wheezing. So let's fast forward. I went for a yearly checkup in 2019, and I told my doctor I noticed I was wheezing, and I couldn't, I was still waiting for my insurance to kick in and everything, so I told him how I helped my wheezing, because, hey, I am a CAM practitioner, so I said I took some frankincense and a little bit of peppermint essential oil, and I mixed it up with some jojoba oil, you know, because any essential oils, you got to dilute it with the curry oil. You just can't put the essential oil on your skin. Like, there's some essential oils that you can put on your skin directly, but there are some that you cannot, and you must mix it with a curry oil because they're, you know, in its rare, purest form. So I diluted a frankincense oil and a peppermint oil and some jojoba oil in a roller bottle. And I shook it up real good. And I told him that I would apply it to my chest and my neck area, like once, like throughout the day to help with my wheezing. So I think I did that for like two, three days. And after that 2-3 days, the wheezing cleared up. My chest began to open up and I wasn't wheezing no more. So my doctor looked at me, he smiled, he said, good choice. You know, you'll be surprised at what doctors know, especially a lot of foreign doctors that from other countries, because I noticed that other country, when doctors that are from other countries, they themselves, you know about herbs and essential oils because of their culture. So I've learned that a lot of things are passed down through the cultures. So you'd be surprised what your doctor know, not based on getting an education, but based on, you know, things that was passed down to his, from his grandmother, great grandmother, especially if they're in a particular culture, if they're Indian. And I'm not being racist, because some people say, oh, she's being racist. No, I'm not doing that, because those that are in the African-American community know about herbs too, because it was passed down through the generations. So different cultures have different ways of treating their family members with natural remedies. Duh. Okay. So he told me, he said, good choice. And he gave me a little inhaler. But I think I used the inhaler like 2 times, because I kept using it every time I felt myself wheezing. I would not. There was sometimes I would use the inhaler, and then other times I would just do the essential oil, rubbing it on my chest area and my neck area. And that seemed to work, you know, it worked good for me, because the inhaler, it would put me to sleep. That's what I told him. And he was like, how can an inhaler put you to sleep? And I told my doctor, I said, I don't know how neither, but every time I use the inhaler, I get sleepy. I don't know why, so I didn't use the inhaler. I just used the, you know, the frankincense and the peppermint oil, and I rubbed it and it cleared up my wheezing. So those y'all that are aromatherapists that practice using essential oils, you might want to consider networking or collaboration with another CAM user or another provider that uses essential oil in their practice. Once again, I thank you all for tuning in. Just a little tad bit, something that I want to run past those that are aromatherapists and those that are wanting to find out, you know, more information about aromatherapy and getting the education so they can get the understanding of using it. And once again, I'll put the link in the description for the American Holistic Nursing Association so that you can do your own research for yourself. Once again, thank you for tuning in today's podcast. Peace, deuces, and namaste.